Yeah, part of me feels like the Sokovia Accords were perhaps primarily put in there, as I think I said in the main podcast, as a sort of tip of the hat to the Superhuman Registration Act in the comics.
Yeah, that's, I really got that sense as well.
It did kind of trail off, but then again, I mean, yeah, I guess as a way of getting the argument started before the Winter Soldier turned up to escalate it. I mean, that was all part of Helmut Zemo's plan. To the extent that you can work out what Helmut Zemo's plan was, it was one of those villainous master plans that possibly relies on having the ability to see the future.
And also the ability to infiltrate high security bases so that you can kind of turn up just at the right moment to kind of push the conflict over.
Killed the dude, didn't he? That was the idea. He killed the original psychiatrist and left him in a bathroom.
Yeah.
And then, for reasons I don't fully understand, took the time to make sure the waitress went to his room to find the dead body and his Bucky mask, because...
Just so that everyone can be definitely certain that Bucky was not responsible for killing the Black Panther's father.
Yeah, wouldn't it have been better to not spill that hand, or did he feel it was spilt anyway? I don't know.
That's one of those things that's movie logic. It had to happen that way to make the movie work. In real life, it wouldn't have happened that way. You'd have covered your tracks better. But it has to work that way in order to keep the film moving, and also so that they can resolve the Black Panther Bucky storyline. And then, again, as we said in, like, if we're going to talk at the ending, there's the post-credits bit when they're kind of storing Bucky in a research centre in the... Is it Wolanda?
Wakanda.
Wakanda. It's like Rwanda, but slightly different.
Much like Sokovia, yes. It's a fictional Marvel place.
Yeah. So, yeah, at the end they go to Wakanda. There's a facility owned and run by the Black Panther, and they're freezing Bucky. And that kind of, I guess, to resolve that plot line. I don't know if Bucky will be in Infinity Wars, or if they're kind of putting him on ice now till future Captain America films.
I don't know. I mean, I had kind of wondered if this film was meant to be the end of the sort of Steve Rogers, Tony Stark axis of Avengers. But they both seem to be still active, so I guess not. I guess they'll be both carrying through to Infinity War.
I think they'll want to carry on with having Iron Man and Captain America in it. One thing I was thinking is, actually, I thought they might kill off Iron Man at the end of this film, because, I don't know, like, Robert Downey Jr. is getting more and more expensive, and, you know, we no longer need to rely on his charisma to sell these superhero films, you know, and they're kind of the well-known Iron Man, because they've got a life on their own now. I thought they might kill him off, because, that could work.
It has been, we have got past the point where people are speculating about, oh, it's a Marvel film without Robert Downey Jr. Can it work? We do seem to have got past that now.
Yeah, and they seem to also be quite wedded to the idea of doing three films starring each character plus Avengers and crossover films. Like, there's really no talk of doing Iron Man 4 at any point, unless they're going to do that in Phase 4. And I can't imagine they'll do, like, another Thor film after Thor 3 next year. And I can't imagine them doing another straight Captain America film after... Captain America 3, which we just saw. You know, they've got kind of... There's a Spider-Man film coming out. I can imagine they'll do more Spider-Man films. There's a sequel to Ant-Man coming out, Ant-Man and the Wasp. You know, I'm sure they've got Benedict Cumberbatch on a contract to do more Doctor Strange films. Who knows? We might finally get a Black Widow film.
Yeah, I gather Sebastian Stan, who plays the Winter Soldier, is on something ridiculous, like a 9-film deal. So maybe he'll get a solo film at some stage. I don't know.
Yeah. I would be disappointed if he gets a solo film before Black Widow. That would just be silly.
It would be silly, although I imagine that Scarlett Johansson's probably a bit more expensive than the bloke who played the Mad Hatter in Once Upon a Time.
Oh yeah, he did.
He was quite good as the Mad Hatter, but alas, they couldn't really afford to keep him. Although Once Upon a Time is made by Disney, who now own Marvel, so you'd think the Empire could share.
I guess so. They also own Star Wars, but I don't think that crossover is something we should see anytime soon.
I don't really want to see Captain America appear in Once Upon a Time either, to be honest, although it could happen. It probably won't.
Yeah.
Okay, is that the end of Excessive Fantasy Violence?
I think,
Once you start talking about Once Upon a Time, I think the end is nigh. That's true of both Excessive Fantasy Violence and The World.